Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You have to speak to the lawyers. Nancy Pelosi has become unhinged. There's something wrong with her. If you look at what's happening, if you look at the poll numbers, if you look at the poll numbers in the swing states, they're saying, don't do this, don't do it.
Now we passed a resolution that says we're going to move to a public hearing where all the transcripts, all the depositions are going to be made known to the president and to the members of Congress.
All right, that was Steiny Hoyer there. Before that, obviously, the president talking about Nancy Pelosi being unhinged. So we move forward with everything going public, and that's where we're at when it comes to the swamp that is Washington, D.C. What flows from there flows into my backyard and yours. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. What a way to kick off the week. The president had a rough one where he was booed over the weekend at a UFC fight at Madison Square Garden, and he was booed when he went to the Nationals game. He is leaving New York and officially making Florida his residence. He says he doesn't like the way some of the politicians are treating him, and of course he has a place there. So it's been a wild one, needless to say, for this president. While one of the Democrats dumps out of the race, Beto O'Rourke says adios because he's getting no numbers and has no way to catch Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren or anyone else that's at the top of the heap as far as the Democrats are concerned. So impeachment, what does it mean? What was the week like? Well, the whistleblower says, yeah, I'll take questions from Republicans. Okay, so that makes sense. That's one thing that'll happen. Because then you can't cry, well, no, it's slanted to the Democrats, and, hey, you're shutting out the Republicans. Okay, we get that. We know that this is going to be televised, and we know that last week there was all kinds of testimony, including an outgoing national security official that said he had told the acting ambassador to Ukraine that the president was trying to withhold taxpayer money and a presidential meeting until Ukraine investigated the Bidens. White House official Tim Morrison is that dude. He says he was in the room when much of this was allegedly to have happened, including the call with the Ukraine's president. So more testimony that either gets weighted against the president or does not. But here's the thing you also have to remember. And then now this has been 5 weeks that we've been talking about impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. What does that mean and what happens? And regardless, apparently, of whatever the view is on impeachment, there's all kinds of polls. And the polls, depending on what poll, I'll say that, depending on what poll it is, because I'm the poll princess, and I have been looking them up and pouring through them over the weekend out of curiosity. The Fox News poll showed that 49% want the president removed. An NBC News poll, same number, 49%. MSN's poll, 52%. So it's hovering around there, less than 50% at most of them. But while this whole process goes on, the thing to keep in mind, and I've been asked this now, many of you have reached out through the miracle of the internet to ask, well, what does it mean, impeachment? Does it mean he can be removed? And to be removed, there would have to be a vote where Republicans would have to vote him out because you'd have to look at the Senate. And I don't see that happening unless there's so much egregious, outrageous evidence that there's no choice. And I'm going to tell you, that would be surprising to me based on what I already know and what we're seeing. But now that we're going to get these televised hearings, who knows what comes out. It'll be a circus, that's for sure. We certainly know that. I think it was surprising about the UFC Madison Square Garden thing, especially, like I said, in New York, but got a bunch of boos. Although I will say this, I was at which is neither here nor there. I was at one of the Triple Crown races when Bill Clinton was president, and the boos were far and wide, because I remember my mother saying, wow, I don't care if you agree with the president or not, but to boo them like that, wow. But he's been suffering from that a lot. However, Donald Trump Jr. says, despite the BS from blue checkmark Twitter, when we walked into the arena, it was overwhelmingly positive. And he put in there, at Dana White, said it was the most electrifying entrance he had seen in the 25 years of doing this. So he's saying that, yes, maybe some people booed, but it was not like that at all. It was exaggerated. So exaggerated booing or not, we move into another week where we're discussing, you know, what's going to happen and where do we go, where do we go from here and where does this take us? Certainly in California, we know that there are deeper concerns than impeachment. It's survival of the fittest. Half of them are in the dark. Others are worried about whether their house is going to burn down and they're going to survive it. And it's become very political. The California governor, Gavin Newsom, slapped back at the president over his wildfire criticism about what should have been done in Cali. So this happened on Sunday. He made kind of a little bit of a vague threat to cut aid as the fires are burning in the north and in the south. There has been a long kind of standing war, grievance of whatever you want to call it, with California and this president, because, of course, they clash with the Trump administration, especially on any kind of issue of environmental regulation. So in this first significant mention of the wildfires on Twitter since the massive Kincade fire, which kicked out in October, the president accused the governor of doing a terrible job of forest management. Now, you know, I did an op-ed, a serious op-ed piece, which talk is all about opinion, so I could spew out that anyway. And you are getting the real Kate, like it or not, right? Left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. This isn't Memorex. This isn't memorized. This is how I feel. I lived in California, and I saw when I lived there, they did clear brush. There were fires, and it was brutal when the Santa Ana winds kicked up, but nothing like we've seen now. The problem of clearing the brush, they say, they being the California legislature, of course, is always the allocation of funds, et cetera, how many gazillion dollars it will take, but not clearing the brush is a huge problem. It's a big factor in so much of this because of what it does when these fires kick up. I mean, what are the potential solutions, though, to the for these wildfires? What can be done? What has to be done so that we don't go into this every year? You can't control Mother Nature, but there has to be some other things that can be done. And one of them, and I've talked about this, I think, is the road diets is outrageous, where they narrowed the roads and the traffic is so thick you can't even, in many cases, get the emergency crews through. Now, come on. They didn't need to do that. What should have happened there is they shouldn't have gone on a road diet in the first place, because that was a bad decision. Coming up next, my version of We Can Count.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome to a segment I like to call We Can Count, because I see numbers everywhere. Lots and lots of numbers, especially when it comes to the NFL. I said I was going to talk about the NFL a little bit. This is kind of the non-Invade the Man Cave version of, ooh, what happened? Because we do this fun thing called Nail the Score, if you're not familiar with it, on our Wednesday show, in the final segment of the first hour. I'm not going to do it in the final segment anymore. I reserve the right to change my mind. In the third segment of the first hour in our Wednesday show, I pick the game of the week in the NFL, and you just have to call up or send me an email during that time, and I'm going to give the two teams. You tell me who you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. It's kind of like playing bingo, right? But it's not messy. And you have to pay for bingo cards, and if you win prizes if you directly nail the numbers. Get it? Numbers, the connection. I will tell you, the Ravens, beat the Patriots 37-20. I say because the Patriots were perfect. Now they're 8-1. I watched a little bit of that game, and the Ravens were pretty much all over them, and there were some mistakes that were made, and they took advantage of it. Also, on your Sunday football day, the Texans walloped the Jags 26-3. The Bills were all over the Redskins 24-9. Ooh, it was a great finish with the Chiefs and the Vikings. Yes, there is no finish like the kind of finish where you nail a 44-yard field goal for the win, and that's what happened with the Chiefs. They are 6-3 with that 26-23 win. Of course, Pat Mahomes is out. Matt Moore is in at quarterback. That's a big win for them. Dolphins finally got one because they're 1-7. Oh, tough for the crowd. 26-18, 1-7 against the 1-7 Jets. The Jets are so lousy, but so are the Dolphins. The Eagles beat the Bears 22-14. They're 5-4. They go into their bye week. Steelers over the Colts. Tough luck for the Colts. 26-24. 26-24. They've got a big injury to their quarterback that they're going to have to deal with, and that's not good news for the Colts. Injuries can wreak havoc with teams. We know that, right? And Jacoby Brissett's unsure whether he's going to play next week or not. He went down with a knee injury. It kind of looked like a sprain. Coach says, Frank Reich, that it might be a sprain. So we'll see what comes out of that. But the Colts were looking pretty decent without Andrew Luck, and that's not good news. Panthers come back, and they beat the Titans. I say they come back because they were looking for a big win. They got it. Raiders beat the Lions. Wow, they're 4-4, 31-24. It's the Seahawks. Russell Wilson, the 5 touchdowns, 40-34 was the final score in that game. Broncos beat the Browns. What's going on with the Browns? 24-19. Chargers beat the Packers 26-11. That was a rough game for the Packers. And there you go. It's all wrapped up. The Giants and the Cowboys will tangle on Monday night. All right, other numbers to look at. How about this? This is a crazy story. 20-plus, there's your number, sperm donor siblings found each other. I don't know. Would you want to find your sibling? I guess you do. There's something that makes you want to do that. I read a story about this, and I've heard about this a couple of different times, but there's this guy, Ryan Kramer. A lot's been written about him. And he found out he was donor conceived when he was like 14 or something. And so he went on a mission to find out who his dad was. And he looked, I mean, it took forever trying to, because that's information that's not, you know, out there. And finally he did find his father. And then it started from there. That, you know, then there were other people that were found. And, you know, you got 16,500 donor-conceived people that have connected with their half-siblings or their biological parents through this database that they have. And the largest match between half-siblings, I guess, is around 200. Oh, that would be so weird, wouldn't it? There's even a lawsuit against a fertility clinic in Oregon after discovering that the doctor was a biological father of like 17 children, a doctor that he didn't know about. He said he agreed to be an anonymous donor under the condition that he had no more than 5 children. And now, of course, it's much bigger than that. I don't know. That would be, I guess for the person trying to find the father figure or who their father was, and then opening that Pandora's box to how many people there are, I don't know, maybe it's a good thing, because that would be a big family, especially if you had a very small family. It's very strange. That's why that whole website popped up, because of the people with the need to know. But there's still so much privacy issues and all of that, depending on what people signed and et cetera. It's gotten very, very messy. Speaking of messy, Apple TV launched, and supposedly there were some digital streaming problems with a couple of things but this was more on a big screen, at a SAG screening, and so they had to, you know, kind of thwart that. That's not good. But Apple TV streaming otherwise, I think for most people, was fine on some of the shows that have been released. There was a show called The Morning Show, and it's Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell, and it's about morning shows and this particular morning show. And I saw an episode of that, and that was fine. I mean, that was on Apple TV, though. It wasn't on a big screen screening for a SAG audience. So that whole whole thing of digitized film and then showing it on a bigger venue, ooh, I'm sure they didn't want that to happen. Yikes. All right, who wants this to happen? The riot police storming the Hong Kong malls. I hate seeing these pictures coming out of Hong Kong. I mean, come on, ridiculous. But there was television footage that that showed a man biting the ear of this district counselor who tried to stop him from leaving after these stabbings, because the riot police stormed these malls to stop the protesters, they say, from demanding government reforms. And then they had this attack outside of the shopping complex. And so there was some confusion. And you had protesters urging people to gather at these different malls to push for political reform. And most of the rallies didn't pan out. There was riot police everywhere. But then you had one that ended horrifically, that I just gave you little bits and pieces of. And this doesn't look like any time soon this is going to let up, because the people in Hong Kong are furious and they feel like they're being targeted, while the Communist Party in Beijing is vowing to establish and strengthen, they say, a legal system and enforcement mechanism to prevent foreign powers from sowing acts of separatism, subversion, infiltration, and sabotage in Hong Kong, because they're blaming other countries, other people even, for getting in the middle of all of this chaos for them. Look out. Wow. From Hong Kong, sadly, and what the people are doing, trying to just fight for their rights, we move to this one, multiple earthquakes. Yikes. 3.2 mag earthquake smashing into central Kansas on Saturday. Oklahoma also with a series of small tremors. The Kansas quake hit about 9 o'clock near Wichita. They say about 175 people reported feeling the tremor. Such a weird feeling. I used to live in California, and I have felt what that's like. People would warn me about it, and it's kind of a weird sort of rolling feeling. Coming up next on Author's Corner, I'm excited to introduce you to 16-year-old William Beatty. So he's written a book called Ultra Human, A Reawakening of a Mysterious Power. Like, what would your superpower be? Think about that for a second. I really like William Beatty. Do me a favor. His book is a song on Amazon. Check it out. Listen to the interview. His paperback is like $10 and something cents, and you can get it on Kindle. But he talks about a high school boy who has a near-death experience. A mysterious and ancient power is awoken within him. This is all from Amazon. And then he takes an unexpected turn, his life does, when the U.S. government uses him to try to stop a secret society from dominating the world. Sounds like real life. Anyway, William Beatty up next, Author's Corner. Hang with us.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the impeachment inquiry into President Trump continues, the whistleblower who raised concerns about that phone call with Ukraine's president now says through his attorney that he's willing to take questions from House Republicans. President Trump is again calling for his identity to be released.
The whistleblower
gave a very inaccurate report about my phone call. My phone call was perfecto.
White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says President Trump has done nothing wrong.
We're trying to impeach a president here now in this town, across this country. Why? Because nothing in this conversation so far resonates with the country, especially in those 17 swing states, that would lead to a high crime or misdemeanor. That's why Nancy Pelosi has also said she's not sure that we'll get there.
This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You take one woman and you take one man.
Okay, so I'm so excited about our next author. He has written a book called Ultra Human, A Reawakening of a Mysterious Power, and his name is William Beatty, and he's got such a great story here in this novel, and I can just see this exploding into future books. And in fact, I know because we talked off the air that that is the goal here. And William is a high school student, but he writes like he's been writing for a very long time, and I'm so excited for him. And William, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
So let's talk about, first of all, why you decided to write this book. What made you say, hey, I have this idea, and people talk about writing books, and you know what, I'm going to start writing. Did you have this novel that was rattling around, and you just decided, you know what, I'm going to put this together?
Yeah, so the reason why I wrote the book is because I love the idea of superpowers and aliens and how they're actually starting to coexist together in fiction, such as, you know, you could think of things like Marvel and DC Comics, you know, they managed to do that very well. And, you know, I love that kind of stuff. And I was thinking, well, I'm going to take a shot at it. So I decided, with my own interpretations, of course, of my own story, and it was actually a helpful way of helping me to go through my inner struggles of not having a father figure in my life, really. This is a great way to express my struggles with that, and as well as just simply my love for this kind of fiction.
I like that. So dealing with something that was personal to you, which that's what good writers do. They write about what they know, the struggles. So tell us about the character. How does that come out in this battle, dealing with a battle without having a father figure?
Well, the main character, Orion, so he is he's somewhat an interpretation of me, but it's not supposed to be me planting the book. Like, that wasn't really the goal. But with him, it was more about using aspects of my life and putting it into his life, really. So it's not, like, he's a totally separate character and entity from me. But I just simply used my struggles and put it into his life, but of course tweaked to make it like this amazing epic adventure that he's going to have on his life.
I like that. So you take us on an adventure, an epic adventure with Orion. And what kind of superpowers does Orion have, any?
Okay, so his superpowers are being able to channel energy. So what I mean by that is he's able to activate these certain auras that can give him different boosts in power. He's able to shoot energy beams out of his hands, make force fields, fly, super strength, speed, durability, stuff like that.
And if you could have a superpower, would that be your superpower?
Totally. Being able to blast lasers out of my hands, that would be awesome. I would totally do that.
I would love to be able to do that too, William. William Beatty, he is so great. The book is called Ultra Human, A Reawakening of a Mysterious Power. And I want everybody listening to us to get this book, but to think about what would your superpower be if you were a character in William's book. What would your superpower be? So obviously there's some excitement that goes on. I don't want to give away the book totally, but you tell us a little bit about Orion. And what does... In writing the book, what was the coolest part? What was the coolest part you got to write about and you felt like, wow, this is really cool. I wish this were real.
I think it was describing the action and fighting scenes. I think that was the most fun about writing this book, was simply describing how the battles unfold and actually being able to create the characters and world that I've built for this book and for the next oncoming books that I want to write. Because what I did was I created pretty much all of the characters and the entire universe that these novels are going to take place in. I've already made before I actually published this first book, and being able to create all the different characters I'm going to reveal later on in the future and reveal more of the universe. That I think that was probably the most fun.
Yeah, it sounds like that was the most the fun. And, you know, when you think about superpowers and you think about, you know, ultra human and pulling it together, and then you know how this is. You write a story, you go through something, then you come out on the other end. So there's some happy moments in this book, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
I like that. Don't tell us them. But we know there's so for everybody listening, there's some battles, but there's some happy moments as well. And what do you hope people take away from reading the book? Because I know teenagers will read it, and I know some adults will read it for sure. And you set it up great, William. Think of Marvel, DC Comics, what they've done. You've laid out the plot line. What do you hope people take away?
So I hope the takeaway that people have, there's two I have in mind. One is that there is more to reality than one that one may think or one may know, which is evident, such as my interpretation of superhumans and of aliens and of how our universe is. So that's one takeaway. There's more to reality than one may think. And the second one is that eventually you're going to have to stand up, rise to the occasion, learn to face everything and rise.
Ooh, I like that.
Just like, because all of us in our lives, we all are all going to go into times of darkness where we reflect on ourselves. We're always going to be facing struggles throughout life, no matter how old or how young you are. You're going to be facing struggles, and you can't just rely on something else all the time. You've got to learn to build yourself up and just pull through.
In writing this book, do you feel like that was a huge accomplishment? Because, hey, you've already written a book. You've got other ideas. Does that feel really good for you?
Yeah, because, you know, when I finished this book, I saw it as one step in the direction I want to take, being able to make my own franchise that could be a successor to big fictional franchises that are full of high-flying action and stuff. And, you know, that's how I got. I got this reassurance, like, okay, I already took the step. Now I got to keep going.
I like that. I already took the step. Now I have to keep going. Did you have an inspiration for this? Do you have a favorite Marvel or DC film or character or writer? Anybody that is an inspiration?
Okay, so when it comes to Marvel and DC, yes, they had inspiration, but there were two other franchises that have much bigger inspiration for me, and that is this one anime I'm sure a lot of people here in America would have heard of called Dragon Ball Z. Mm. That one was a big inspiration. And another one is my favorite video game, and it's called Destiny. It was made by Bungie. It's all about science fiction, being able to blast aliens away with superpowers and weapons. It is so fun to play.
I love
and
that.
And the way they develop the story and their characters, the way they develop them, I love that.
I love that you said that, that it's so fun to play Destiny. So I interrupted you there, but tell us what it's like. If I played Destiny with you, you would win. But because I don't know if my reflexes are good enough, but so it really pulled you in playing Destiny, right?
Oh, yeah, because the way they made their world, I get so sucked out of reality so quickly. It's insane how it's easy to pull you in, drop you into a world where you can explore the solar system, being able to fight different types of aliens with cool futuristic weapons, using these cool superpowers. It has everything that I just love. It's just so great the way they've done it. And I hope it has a good future for Bungie.
I like that, for Bungie. And do a lot of your friends play it too as well?
Yeah, a good handful of my friends actually play it. Yeah. I don't really know what else to say besides that, but
No.
I'm good enough to play it.
I like that as the inspiration. So now you write this book, and what do your friends say about that?
They all thought, like, wow, you really did it. Wow, that is great, dude. Like, that's what they were thinking.
Yeah.
They were all really supportive of it.
That's cool. How about, did any of your teachers know or any other people around you besides just your friends?
I have let one of my teachers know, but actually, no, I've let several of my teachers know. I remember last year in my sophomore year, I let my math teacher know, my music instructor. This year, I told my English teacher. Oh, yeah, and last year, my history teacher as well. So they know. People do know.
Good.
I just need to get spread even more by word of mouth across the school.
Exactly. Tell everyone in the school you need to do a reading at the school. And for everybody listening to us across America, let's support William Beatty and let's buy his book, Ultrahuman, A Reawakening of a Mysterious Power. And like I said before, think about what your superpower would be. And going into the future, do you foresee, I mean, you already said this, you have other ideas in mind. Is the idea to be a writer and to write about these different worlds?
Yes. I really want to be able to, be a big author, but be known for my Ultrahuman franchise. Because I've been working on this world and characters I've been working on it for so long, and I barely completed the first book. I'm in the middle of the second one. I will say that I am in the middle of writing the second one, and it's just, yeah, that's what I really want to do.
Oh, I love that. That's a perfect place to end this. Motivation to push through life. William Beatty, Ultrahuman, A Reawakening of a Mysterious Power. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me here.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success
And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody's heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com. And I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo. And we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling? You're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot. And besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well, and what a game changer for for the economics of a business, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right, right. That's so funny. It's just like if you were a doctor. You talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer. They have a dog training question, and it's the doctor. And, hey, doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course. And if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you and name it. That's the most important part is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines and guide him with that, you certainly treats will help and a lot of encouragement. Then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it becomes a language between the two of you so you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this. Don't go here. Don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida. You're doing the real estate thing. And you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually, I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. So this company has been around for a long time, and I've been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options. And I stumbled upon this, and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible. And my dog Mahalo, I think, he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is that made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company, and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years. Is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering, and many have died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you. And this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third dog that I've not even met. And I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product. This is completely hands off, which is perfect for me because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said, you don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. Somebody told me the other day she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago, and basically what she told me is, you know what, my food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food because I have people that realize how great this food is and that it is an American-made, it's made in America, and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it because I'm not getting terrible food off of a shelf, and now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore because it's paid for itself, and that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, starting a business, it's, I mean, everything included for the first year is under $500. So it just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. The with Life's Abundance, too, they also do something really neat, that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's, you know, there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors as a real estate investor myself. I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income coming in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back, although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.